Monday, September 14th, the Church celebrates the Feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross, and it was 2 years ago on this day that the apostolic letter motu proprio of Pope Benedict XVI Summorum Pontificum went into effect, allowing Latin Rite priests freely to celebrate Mass and other sacraments according to the liturgical books promulgated by Blessed Pope John XXIII in 1962. Here in Rome, the diocese erected a parish dedicated to the celebration of Mass according to the older books, under the direction of the Priestly Fraternity of St. Peter, a society of priests whose special ministry it is to keep the Latin Church's liturgical traditions alive. The parish priest at the Church Santissima Trinità dei Pellegrini, Father Joseph Kramer, spoke with us about their work here in Rome and throughout the world, 2 years from the implementation of the new law.
And the Pope has made it clear that there are two forms of the Roman Rite and that they can coexist side by side. And that is our experience. There was a lot of apprehension, really, before this motu proprio and maybe on its publication on the part of clergy and bishops, that allowing the faithful and priests to celebrate Mass in the extraordinary form, there'd be divisions, that this could be a cause of division, that it would be divisive. But really, that hasn't been our experience here. People seem to be able to move between the two forms rather easily.
And who's coming to hear Mass in the extraordinary form? Do you attract many young people?
I'd say our average age would be about 30 at the Trinità dei Pellegrini. And that's my experience around the world, in Australia, the United States, Britain, France. There are a few people who are happy to rediscover the Mass that they knew when they were young and haven't really seen for 40 years. But most of our people are much younger than that. And we have a lot of people under 25 who are fascinated by the, let's call it the old Mass.
Can you talk a little bit about why you think people are drawn, especially young people, to this extraordinary form of the Roman Rite?
They love the order, the symmetry, the discipline, the concentration, the prayerfulness, the silence. We've got a generation, a younger generation, that's very different to my generation. I went through the whole 68 thing. I mean, I was born in 52 and was terribly excited when everything broke down in 68. But because we came from an over-disciplined, rather severe time, that of the post-war, and our parents had gone through a lot. They'd gone through the Depression and the war, and we were in reaction to discipline. The young ones today are in reaction to a lack of discipline.
What might you say, Father, to someone who is concerned that the liturgical recovery affected by the motu proprio might, as a matter of fact, even though not of intention, roll back the clock on the Second Vatican Council, as it were?
The great thing about Vatican II was that things have got so much warmer in the Church since the 60s. The relations between bishops and priests are much warmer and closer, and the same between priests and laity, and then amongst the laity themselves. No one wants to go back to the Church of the 60s. I remember it well. There was very little contact between us, and I think that a lot of the priests and nuns and brothers really suffered from a general coldness. There was lots of discipline, but there wasn't enough contact. And that's why the clergy, especially, and the religious, threw themselves into the big revolution at the end of the 60s. Unfortunately, now we realize that we threw out the baby with the bathwater a bit, and now it's time to remedy things. And I think that that's to the line of the Holy Father.